Aloha. Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
I've been complimenting you on your ruddy tan, Kirsten.
Talofa, beautiful islands, so great. Everybody, but don't tell anyone about how great Samoa is. We want to keep it how it is.
Norfolk Island's the one.
Yeah, South Island, go there. It's so stunning. And don't go to Savai'i either. Yeah.
So you managed to enjoy yourself regardless.
Yeah, it was fantabulous. So now,
hi, welcome back. Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Now the thing we're doing today, I'm going to say thing because it's not quite an instrument. It's a, I don't know, what would I call it? A sonic texture. But
oh, hey, speaking of throat singing.
Yes.
That dude's coming over, like the world's number one throat singer. Look behind you there. Before you get onto today's topic.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Are you going to have him in?
Oh, well, I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so cool. And now you can be like, I know about
I know all about you.
Okay, so what we're doing today, I'm going to say similar to throat singing in that it's something that the human mouth does.
But it's not whistling, is it?
It is whistling.
It's a whistling!
Yes!
Oh, why? I can't whistle that well.
Neither can I, so you all are lucky. But one thing I would say about it is that I find the funny contrast of how it sounds. It's jaunty, right?
Yeah.
But can also be haunting.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It can be whimsical, but can also be sad. It can sort of conjure, like, soldiers, you know, sort of that marching, da-da. Da, 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 da. That's
the Johnny comes marching home. They used to have that. There used to be like a sticking plaster ad when I was a kid. They had that on. It was like some poor little 6-year-old playing rugby in the rain and pulls over, skins his knee, and goes home. And he's like, just really sad. And,
yeah,
and,
so
and I always thought to myself, that's like a war, but for little kids.
Yeah, so it's sort of war and childhood. No, our childhood and nostalgia, absolutely. Sort of happy-go-lucky, but then also, that sort of, sort of haunting sadness. And but what we're actually talking about is not whistling in general, because we're talking about pucker whistling.
Okay, I was just about to bring my professional whistler friend in.
Yeah, no, that's what pucker whistling is. See, because there's finger whistling,
okay,
right?
Okay, hang on. Shall I ring him and see if he'll whistle down the phone to us?
Yeah.
He's a great whistler.
Because there's finger whistling, there's cupped hands whistling, there's whistling with a blade of grass.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool to do that. That's a good trick. The kids love that one.
And so pucker whistling is the most generally...
What does pucker mean?
You know, putting your lips together in a little tiny... Oh.
Uh-huh.
I can't whistle at all. Oh, you're pretty good.
None of us can whistle that well. You're like me. It took me years to whistle blowing out. I used to have to whistle. I think I still whistle blowing in. It's blowing in, sucking out of me.
Some people are good at it. Not many.
Hi, Bill. Mike Havoc here from The Breakfast Show. Let me just put you on the radio 1 second. Here he is. This is Bill Curtin, former BFMer and one of my favourite whistlers. Today we're talking about whistling, Bill.
Oh, okay.
And you have a unique and a timeless whistle, and you know that you do, and I would like you to showcase that for us. Firstly, good morning, Bill. G'day, buddy.
Good morning, buddy.
I wonder whether you could showcase a wee bit of that. You've always called it your old man whistle, haven't you?
Well, what I'm going to do, Mike, is you've caught me on the hoof, but it's all right. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to move from the office where I'm working. And I'm going to just go through this door, and straight away, you'll probably hear the reverb. Can you hear that lovely reverb? I'm now in the stairwell.
Oh, it's lovely, yeah. Really warm.
Of the premises I work at. And now I'm just going to do my old guy whistle that I like to do.
Give us a little break. Give us like maybe 10 seconds of just silence beforehand so that we really feel, because that's when it comes in that it really...
Yeah. But just to put you sort of in the picture... This is what I will do habitually when I am sort of poking around the house, maybe listening to the cricket in summertime. So just hold on a sec while I wet my lips. I'll take the phone a little bit away from my ear.
You do what you need to do, Bill. Thank you. We really appreciate this morning.
Piercing and stand by. That's the kind of thing.
It's like a nightingale, isn't it? It's beautiful.
It's a little bit like a nightingale. If you want me to do just something, just a little special,
something a little less guitar solo-y.
Just like for the true fans, I'll just do something a little bit different. You'll probably recognise this one. The
Wildlife Compendium. That's awesome. Woo! All right. Hey, Bill, have a lovely day. Thank you very much, my favourite whistler.
Right,
cuz. Toodaloo. Thank you. Bill Curtin, ladies and gentlemen.
What a beautiful whistler.
I look at that and I go, why bother trying when there's people like that? I mean,
Should we listen to some of the other whistling that we've got?
Other
okay,
whistling.
Yeah, we've got a bit to
from
get
around the world.
Okay, let's play Bernard Herrmann.
Oh, Bernard Herrmann? That's this one.
This is 1968.
Similar whistle to Bill's, actually.
It is.
A little less show pony than Bill's.
This is from a 1968 horror movie.
Is that?
Do you recognise which one?
No, that just totally changed my whole concept. No, no.
But it's
not Psycho, is it?
No.
It's called Twisted Nerve. But it's also been used in other films like Kill Bill.
I was thinking it was something beautiful, like one of those love scenes in Thunderbirds, you know, like or in Stingray with Acma Marina. What a cool bit of music.
Yeah, he's a film composer. He's done a lot of films, Citizen Kane, a lot of Hitchcock movies.
Is this when the slaughtering starts?
You can kind of hear it in it, can't you?
Yeah.
There you go,
that's it. You want to be out off the property by then, surely.
I would be.
Okay, that's just terrifying now. Jesus.
Never seen you so spooked.
Trigger.
Now, the one thing I heard for all you whistlers out, or attempting whistlers, is apparently you should have some chapstick on hand.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey. Which one do you want?
There's never a moment when nicely lubricated lips aren't appreciated.
That's
right. One of these songs has been selected for you personally.
Oh, I see. Okay, we'll play that one.
Well, I feel like this is something that you'll know straight off the bat. Or maybe not.
It's a bit creepy as well, this one, isn't it?
But yeah, so you can hear marching. And children, you know, like you can get both sort of things going.
It's a bit like getting locked in an attic and then there's suddenly being like a ghost of a toy soldier. Just a wooden toy soldier, perhaps. And then maybe a teddy bear with no eyes.
This is the Chemical Brothers. Do you recognise it?
I don't recognise that for some reason.
It's The Devil Is in the Details.
Oh, it's one of those ones, one of those other ones that I don't listen to a lot. I apologise to the Chemical Brothers for that.
Hi, this is Tom from the Chemical Brothers, and you're listening to Mike Havoc on The Breakfast Show on BFM.
Just saying.
Oh, my gosh. A little self-promotion.
I wonder if he's the whistler.
That's true, because in some of the tracks, when I was looking through tracks, it was, did they bring in a whistler, or is it the lead singer?
That was going to be my next question. Are there session whistlers?
Well, whistling's really hard, and I gotta say, most of the tracks I looked at, the whistling wasn't what I would call virtuosic. It was more for effect. Like, Your Mate is a virtuoso. You know, it's fine, it's highly skilled. Whereas a lot of times, like, you
he's
know,
very
this
good
track,
with his hands
it doesn't matter, you know? Yeah. It's just about the, you know, this what it signifies. No one's trying to be a great whistler here.
This is what I wonder whether maybe it's you need to... Just not. That's just, I've always wondered with this is my problem. I try too hard for the whistling. Maybe whistling is one thing you just have to give. You just have to let go and let the whistle happen.
Let the whistle come through you.
Just let it come through. Let it whistle. If there's anyone out there listening, and you think you've got a particularly spectacular whistle, we'd love to hear it right now on 309-3879. This is your chance.
Now, some people think whistling emerged especially in places. Well, and we've had this with a couple of our sounds because it's good over long distance. You know, like sort of, hey, George.
Yeah.
You know, you can whistle like across hills and like valleys. Yeah.
Probably more effective than a yodel.
Yeah.
Across a valley.
A little less silly.
Yeah.
A little less silly.
But the next one we've got is kind of a little bit different, isn't it?
I can't remember. Play it.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, classic, yeah, classic.
It's different.
I thought we were going to jump into it. Never go back to Georgia. Never go back. Hey, Beto. That's got a good whistle beginning soon.
Because this is quite different to the last two.
Well, yeah, this is your earworm whistle. Yeah. Some of the songs with whistling have real bad earworms, like Don't Worry, Be Happy. Mm. Andy Griffith theme song. Da-da-da-da. You know, like... In fact, it'll disturb you for the rest of the day. Rockin' Robin, always look on the bright side of life.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, so you get the sort of earwormy whistle.
Cool, are you there? Cool. Oh, we've had a caller through. Oh, no, can't have been that good.
So I'm going to name some of the other songs. Pumped Up Kicks, Moves Like
Great
Jagger.
Track. Yep.
Centerfold, My Angel in the Centerfold, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
Goodbye Stranger, Supertramp. The big one is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Otis Redding. Oh, The Stranger, Billy Joel. It's got that
surely there's some sort of Rod Stewart one that's got a whistle in there too, isn't there?
This is the whistle, is it, this point?
Is this the whistle?
Colonel Bogey, Bridge on the River Kwai.
Oh. Yes.
That one.
That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hard working soldier song. Thank you.
BFM listener.
Thank you, BFM listener.
That's a big earworm too. You know, once that's in your head all day, you're going to be doing it. And I think that's even how it goes in the film. You know, like one guy starts and everyone joins and it just
makes the whole...
It's kind of a magical, weird thing, isn't it? And it's done all over the world.
It's the whole prison camp thing a little bit more lighthearted, doesn't it?
But all over the world, you know, people have whistling languages too. You know, PNG, Mexico, China, Greece, Spain. Like, it's a really universal, you know, whereas yodeling wasn't, right? It has these weird... But whistling is sort of found in pockets like everywhere. So it's a real human universal.
Ancient. It may be the first common sound that humans made.
That we all figured out that when you put your lips together this way and you get this kind of sound in it.
No.
And I guess you sound like a bird, but then you can do so much more with it.
I do. Bill's tui was phenomenal, but I know a guy who does a tui that is like you. It's ridiculous. Look at him going, does it come in your mouth? That's crazy. That's crazy. Last chance for whistling. Go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah, it won't be as good as Bill's, but it's going to be a tui again.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I like the way you've tricked in the clucking.
There you go.
Wow. Okay, now do Bobby McFerrin. Okay, can you do John Lennon, Jealous Guy?
Oh, no.
Hello. You know
that one? Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, look, we could do this all day. We could sit here just in the breeze, yeah. And then end up all just with a big round. I'd like to get, what's the largest amount of whistles ever gathered in one place, whistling one tune? That's got to be...
Oh, hey, good
that
one.
That would be a really interesting sound,
there
wouldn't
is it? An annual festival in North Carolina, you know, sort of competitive festival.
Of course there is.
Of course, yeah, that's right. But you're right, I think the group whistle, that's
or a gristle. Okay, you had to go. Thank you. All the best. Hey, Doctor, thank you very much. Lovely to have you back.
You're very welcome.
We don't need to worry about how much it costs to buy a whistle on Trade Me because they're free.
Oh, I'm selling them $50 a pop.
What's next week?
I don't know.
We're closing the kissing booth and selling whistles.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
You don't know?